Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the English with Spirit podcast. Today I'm gonna share with you some tips to sound more like an American, or to at least have more of an American accent. So without further ado, let's kick off with the first episode on this section. The first tip I have for you is to know the differences between American and British English. I would first like to say that if you want to sound American, you need to know the differences in vocabulary as well as spelling and pronunciation. It will sound kind of strange if you have an American accent, but you say things like, the baby needs a nappy, let's walk on the pavement, because an American would probably say, the baby needs a new diaper, let's walk on the sidewalk. So pay attention to that and remember all the differences and memorize them. I wouldn't say memorize them, but at least learn them so that you can recognize them if you see or if you have a movie or something, and you can try to sound more like an American. The next tip that I have is to pay attention to the TH sounds. I used to pronounce the TH as an D. For example, I would say the instead of the. So the correct way to pronounce the TH sound is by resting your tongue between your teeth and your voice. Remember, there is voice TH sound, which would be like the, there, this, that. You kind of, your throat vibrates. But then there's also the unvoiced TH sound, which sounds like think, throw, often. Moving on. The next tip that I have is to use contractions. This week I posted an episode that was all about contractions, and basically what I mean by contractions is that you need to blend words, such as instead of saying I am, say I'm. Learning reductions and contractions would not only help you to understand better movies, videos, songs with fast speaking natives, but you will also sound much more natural when speaking. Okay, the next tip is to not pronounce the glottal T, but rather use a D sound. Instead of saying water bottle, you say water bottle. The same goes for numbers such as 20, 30, 40, 50. In British English, they would probably pronounce it with a glottal T, such as 20, 30, 40, 50. Whereas in American English, it just sounds with a D sound, like 20, 30, 40, 50. Here's a text for you to notice how I use the sound D instead of the sound T. For example, in New York City, he wore an exciting sweater because that always made him satisfied. Moving on. The next tip that I have is to pronounce the airy ending. Airy, I mean A, R, and Y. In British English, they often don't pronounce the three letters entirely. They just say, for example, a word, military. Military, but in American English, they do pronounce the airy loud and clear. Here's an example pronouncing clearly the sound airy. At the library, the secretary read a book about the military. Okay, the next tip that is very important is to pronounce the R more strongly, like this. You will see that most people in England just cut out the R sound, whereas in American English, they pronounce it loud and strong. For example, here are some words so you can notice how I pronounce the R. World, air, ear, chair, bar, more, car, beer, start, New York. Well, I hope you understand what I meant by pronouncing the R more strongly. Moving on. The next tip I have is to say phrases, not words. What I mean by this is that you should blend words instead of pronouncing word for word. I don't necessarily mean connected speech, though it could be. I mean pronouncing two words or more together without stopping, as if it was one word. For example, instead of saying social life, a native speaker will probably just say social life, social life. Another example, instead of saying good afternoon, a native would probably just say good afternoon. You see, it's just like they blend the words together. Okay, the next tip that I have is to pay attention to word stress. In some languages, each syllable in each word is pronounced with the exact same stress. English is not one of those languages, at least not in American English. Because in American English, there is one stressed syllable in each word, if it has more than one syllable, of course. There are some tips that you can take into account when you want to identify that stressed syllable. The first tip is to see that they are longer. When you pronounce the stressed syllable, it sounds longer. The next tip is that it sounds louder. The third tip is that it has a higher pitch than the other syllables. The next tip is that it's said more clearly. And the last tip is that you use larger facial movements. Look in the mirror when you say the word and you will notice that when you pronounce the stressed syllable, you use more larger movements in the mouth. For example, the word vacation, the second syllable is the stressed one because I pronounce it for a longer time. I kind of stretch the syllable and I pronounce it louder with a higher pitch and I say it more clearly, and on top of that, I use larger facial movements. Okay, the next tip I have is to use phrasal verbs instead of the formal verb version. Obviously, this really depends on the context. If you are in a business setting or a very formal setting, I wouldn't recommend using phrasal verbs. But in natural speech, in day-to-day speech, I would say use phrasal verbs 100%. Here are some examples that I will share with you so you can see what I'm talking about. Say carry on instead of continue. Say blow up instead of explode. Say get in instead of enter. Say fall out instead of quarrel, or falling out, which is the noun, instead of a quarrel. Say hold up instead of delay. Say get out instead of leave. And say get going instead of let's start or begin. Although get going also means to get out. But anyway, I hope you understand what I meant by using phrasal verbs. Like the replace the formal version into the informal version, which would be a phrasal verbs. And lastly, the last tip that I have is to use more American phrases instead of textbook phrases. Say hey instead of hello, or say what's up instead of how are you. Say that's cool or awesome instead of that's nice or good. You can also use a lot of slang, which is you will often hear it in the street or in very informal speech. But basically, try to use more natural phrases, idioms that are not outdated, but more like that sound really informal because that's how native speakers really speak. Well, and that's everything that I have for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you could at least learn something. So, without further ado, I'll end this episode and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye!